This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There are garden shows and then there is Costa's Garden Odyssey. And I got to tell you, this show is the coolest. Costa joins us this morning on the program. Good morning, Costa.
G'day, Aaron. How are you, Dan?
I am good. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Very well indeed.
Just in case people have their head in the sand and they don't know about Costa's Garden Odyssey, tell us about the program.
I suppose the seed boom boom was sown just from the whole idea of doing something that put light onto a whole lot of other worlds that are out there, be it permaculture, be it organics, be it biodynamics. There's just so much great stuff going on that never really sees the light of day, and that that's where my passions really are. So that's where the idea of the show came from.
Costa, there are so many things I could ask you in relation to gardens. I mean, you just really do touch on everything, but this is what I really want to know the most. How do I grow a man beard like yours? Because yours is awesome. I've tried four times in my life, and I have failed miserably four times.
Well, look, a lot of people ask, you know, how did you grow it? When did you grow it? Blah, blah, blah. I suppose it began when I was living in Europe in the 90s. So it may well have been some of that great Czech Pilsner beer that made the foundation.
Do you use fertilizer? Because it's a pretty cool beard. It is just there.
I think it gets plenty of fertilizer, compost and manure by default.
Well,
my work.
That's it. That must be it.
But yeah, no, that's it's become a bit of a signature. But you know, and then a lot of people ask, oh well, you know, what are you hiding and so on. But no, I'm not hiding anything. I just love not having to shave.
It's good.
Tell us, what is the thing with a garden? Why is it so important for us to be doing more in our gardens and looking after it? How important is it to us as people?
My take on the importance of gardening is probably twofold. One, you can have a garden that will actually produce fresh food for you. And there's so much benefit to be gained from being able to walk out to your backyard, cut some fresh salad leaves, and eat the food straight away. The goodness, the freshness, you can't get that in anything store-bought. But I think also the other thing is that by actually doing it, you're connecting with the earth. You're actually connecting more with the cycles and seasons of nature. You plant something that will grow over the summer, but it won't grow in the winter. You suddenly find yourself more in tune with what's going on in the environment around you. That would be why I think it's so important that even if it's just a small container garden, you can still grow it on a balcony and feel a connection to the broader environment.
So what is it that you hope the show would teach? Because, I mean, in the garden, there really is so much that you could touch on and choose to look at for an episode. When you're going through, like, a series or just maybe a lot of episodes, how do you choose, what are we going to focus on and why is that important to the Australian public?
I suppose with first series, there was a lot of things I wanted to get out there initially in terms of organics and just growing things without pesticides and herbicides. But the other part of the show that really drives me is getting out there and meeting the amazing characters that are scattered around the country that are really doing great things and that never get the spotlight shone on them. So, you know, we've got a whiteboard in the office that's filled with places that I want to go and people that I want to meet. And I suppose in a big picture, the beauty of it is that, you know, if we talk about a small organic market gardener in Orange and then we go to an incredible vineyard, that the key that I want to show is that you can use those same principles on your little balcony as they are using out on a 1 acre market garden or an 80 hectare vineyard.
Wow.
Describe your space for us. What does your garden look like?
I suppose my garden is a little bit of an emergency centre. There's lots of recovered plants from jobs that are undergoing rehabilitation. There's a veggie garden, which has got lots of lemons and lots of leafy greens in there, from a cos lettuce to basil and spinach and various other greens. I got a compost bin, which I love, and I'm constantly feeding that, and that has a great appetite. And then, of course, there's probably about 2,500-3,000 pets of mine in the worm farm.
Oh, fantastic. Costa from Costa's Garden Odyssey, thanks so much.
Pleasure. Great to talk, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.